Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, want you to holler at me, and the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're a little afraid to call in, feel free to hit me up on email with your question, comments, concerns. That email would be smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I want to hear from y'all. You know, I haven't had a good email question, comment, whatnot in a while. I mean, I've had all kinds of proposals I sent out, incentives. I'm like, you know, somebody want to reach out and touch me? I mean, y'all touch me on the social networks. And before I get into my rant here, where I'm begging for y'all to talk to me, I can't believe I'm begging for people to talk to me. You can go ahead on. You look me up. Smooth Drama Radio everywhere. You Google me. I have profiles all over the place. The only place I don't have a Snapchat. And I don't have an Instagram because I, unlike my co-host, Miss Drama, I can't Snapchat. I can't just, you know, be predisposed to taking pictures and posting them all day. It's not my thing. You know, Miss Drama and Mr. J, that's their thing. And I want to give a shout out to my homie, Mr. J, as always, who's recovering from a bad vagina-eating accident where he was using the improper technique to eat vagina and kind of snapped his neck a little bit. And he's been kind of messed up for a while now. I kid. Mr. J, he didn't. Well, he snapped his neck. Now, I'm not going to confirm or deny that it was during a bad vagina-eating accident. He's hurting. So, ladies and gentlemen out there, if you want to send your love out to Mr. J, just hit us up, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And if you got any tips for eating vagina without snapping your neck for Mr. J, feel free to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com also. I'm sure he would greatly appreciate the encouraging instructions. Oh, man. Woo! And speaking of not snapping necks or anything like that, but Ray Rice, I think y'all remember Ray Rice, he of the, not one, two, but just that, the one hitter quitter, knock his wife out in the elevator, drag her out, got her parts showing and all this other stuff, left her knocked out on the pylon in casino or where, hotel, wherever they was at, got a job. He's running back coach for the Pro Bowl. Well, not the Pro Bowl, but for the college showcase game. So, yeah, Ray Rice is working. He's teaching, you know, teaching kids how to run the ball. Hopefully he ain't teaching them nothing else. Well, I mean, you think if he's got his stuff together, he'd be the perfect role. Well, I don't know if you would say he's a perfect role model, but I'd be curious to think, what do the ladies think? What do the ladies think about Ray Rice getting a new job? You know, hit me up. Y'all tell me what you think, and I'll talk about some of what y'all think. I thought it was interesting. I mean, I have my opinion. I'm like, you know, when you're knocking people out and showing, let me say this. I've been over this. I'm never a proponent of a man hitting a woman. In no way, shape, or form. I mean, there's only one way you're supposed to hit a woman, and that's during a sexual act when you're maybe standing behind them or on your knees, whatnot. But that's a whole different topic. The point, that's, I don't understand it. You know, if the woman's talking crazy, stop talking to her. And in the case of you being married, just walk away. There should be never a reason where you knocking your woman the fuck out. And conversely, women who hit men, you know, if you're knocking your man out with the frying pan or whatever, that ain't cool at all. But that's just me. I'm curious how everybody else feels about it. If you got an opinion either way, let me know. Once again, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, or jump in the chat room or give me a call. All apply. I'm down to hear what you got to say. I'm curious. I think it's an interesting subject. And if you think so and you want to tell me about it, please let me know. Now, y'all know how I like studies. I love studies, actually. I ran into a study. Well, I like different studies. Or talking about these crazy ass studies. There was a study that claims the ideal number of sex partners that you should have. Now, there was a British extramarital dating site called IllicitEncounters.com. And they did an online survey asking how many lovers they would want a new partner to have had. Between 8 and 12 was the most popular answer, and that was chosen by 38% of women and 37% of men. This was done on their survey site, and it was more than 1,000 people, they said. And the majority of the people, the other 63% and 62%, said 10 is the ideal number of lovers to have had for both men and women, the researchers claim. Now, 10. Yeah, so my listeners, I mean, do you think 10? I'm sure there are a lot of people who are like, oh yeah, I'm way less than that. Yeah, or people just don't talk about it. We know there's a double standard that a guy, if he's had over 100 lovers, bam, he's the shit. And if a woman's had over 20 lovers, she's a hoe, all that other stuff. Yeah, we understand that. I just would be, and I'm sure nobody's going to call and say, hey, well, you know, I'm a lady. I've had 48 lovers, and I don't give a shit. That's what it is. Shit was good. I like doing it. Or as Monique once famously said in her in a comedy routine, she said, I just have friendly pussy. You know, some people who have had more than 10, you know, if you're a woman, you have friendly pussy. And if you're a man, you have friendly penis. That sounds about right. That make it even. Friendly pussy, friendly penis. Put them together and you have PP. Anyway. Oh man. Speaking of friendly penis, I found that there was, you know how I've talked about women have sexy lingerie. You know, there's all kinds of things that women can wear to be sexy. But dudes, what we got? I mean, you can put on what you call, I guess if you're a man, you want to wear a thong. Yeah. I don't know about that string up my butt. And, you know, we got balls, so you're going to have that string in between your balls. I don't know how comfortable that's going to be. I don't ever plan on finding out. But, yeah. And then, of course, there's the little tight underwear that men wear. I can't recall the name. I have some. But, you know, it's like you pull those out on a special occasion, and then I'd be like, okay, these need to come off, like, real quick. Because if I keep these on about 2 minutes longer, my penis is going to explode because it's just not enough room. I need room to breathe, just swing a little bit. But I digress. There's a penis tuck where it's supposed to be a one-size-fits-all, and it's made from satin, and it comes with a bow tie. It's created by Lilo.com, which is based in Stockholm, in some Stockholm sex products company. And I guess you're supposed to put the tux on your penis, and bam, there you go. I don't see what would be sexy about that. You know, to me, it sounds kind of whack. I mean, maybe for some folks, they may think that's cool, but I don't know. I can't see it. I mean, the women think, I mean, because it's just like you would have I'm guessing it's a string around your waist, and then bam, you got a tuxedo on your dick. And I'm like, would it be a turn, like, cause maybe if the guy had something, you know, if he had something to work with, it would look cool. You know, you got the tuxedo swinging back and forth as you're walking, you're dancing, whatnot, that there could be a little hypnotic rhythm to it. You know, like, oh, I like the way you work in that tux. I mean, you can get kinky with that. But let's say you don't have all that. Like, say you got the tux because it's supposed to be one size fits all. But I'm going to guess that it would look differently depending on the guy. How it, you know, it's like the tux is all wrinkled, and because there's nothing that because you don't have enough to fill it out type deal, that might take away from it. You know, just saying. I just a thought. I mean, ladies, do you think that's attractive? Do you think that a man with a penis tuxedo would be like, oh yeah, that's the one? I myself don't see it. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. But it's not me. It could be somebody else who, I mean, I'd be curious, ladies, would you buy your man a penis tux or whatever? I mean, I'm still searching for something that would look sexy to females, like male attire. You know, I don't know what we can wear. I mean, the only thing that looks sexy, well, not looks sexy, but the only thing that, as far as film and all this other stuff, I mean, I remember Pulp Fiction when the Gimp came out in the leather suit. I ain't saying that's sexy, but that's the only, I mean, normally it's like leather attire or something, but I'm like, that shit's hot. And I mean, I'm not going to be wearing, I'm getting a whole leather suit. So I have to take that hot, sticky thing off. Yeah, I'm not feeling that either. You know, because I'm thinking, see, because when you, maybe men need, like, some crotchless, I mean, I guess you can call that boxers because you got the hole there. I don't know. I'm just pulling it out, just wondering, hey, what would be sexy? I mean, because men, we just got boxers or briefs. It's like, boom, this is what it is. We don't have sexy underwear. It's like, because, you know, women, y'all got the bra and the matching panty set. What we got? You got that wife beater and matching boxers, and boom, we set like that? I don't know. But maybe somebody will give me a hint and let me know. In the meantime, I think I'm going to go on break. And when I come back, you know how I do. I like to talk about unintelligent people. So be ready, because there's something that kind of was bothering me that I seen in the news this week, and it's something I'm going to bring to y'all. In the meanwhile, you know me. I love hip-hop. This is Gene Gray, 232s.
So you ready? Come on. Rappity rap like a motherfucker. Come on. Most of this here is just braggadocio. Emphatically spoken, impeccable rap flow. Second to that wordplay, akin to watching a verb, hitting a pinata on the eve of its birthday. Uncommon like Erica, phenomenon hysteria, hype rock millennium, Shantae criteria. Fuck the hearsay, please, Gene superior. Y'all yellow, same color of your bladders interiors. You bore me to pieces, your feces mouth. And yes, it's still shit if I mispronounce it, bitch. How could it be doubted? The beast man of the pen, so unsurmountable like you being surrounded by a 10-man army in Afghanistan tent, with a caravan of Carolina and New York Fed. Bless me with a holy 40 bottle from your corner stopping. Fed all your model entourage so we can get you popping. I'll deliver your liver on a plate with a sliver of your shivering day. There's no mercy here. Put on your worst gear. You're fucking with the work career assassin who just gave the job to murk you onto Daily Planet. I'll raise havoc like giving Mom Deep a boosted chair. Stupid, I'm a cooth, I'm in the booth, I'm rare. Name Northern Lights, Pip Gang Dolomite. Explains all the sort of recordings, I'm giving all the mics. Slaughtering them like cattle hoarding a word. And then quartering them, leaving just the ring, it's absurd. I murdered just for the fun of the sound of bodies falling. I'm eccentric, I don't need white coats calling. It's just dementia, come on, quit your balling. You'll only make Gene just slip your paws in. And then there's bloody hearts and Gene starts to stall. And then it'll be ridiculous, your strawberry licorice. All over my kick, small morning snap picture there.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's DP, y'all. What up, Gene?
Where you at?
Right here.
Let's go. Come on.
Listen.
Come on.
Lower. 10 on a beat. So like this right here. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. For the record, I'ma keep spitting. Game booking. And lead a game looking like a shepherd with his sheep missing. I know you've seen Dave on a lean spraying team. Trey schemes in English with Gene Gray. Raising canes, phrasing slang, cause shit is foul in this flagrant game. I'm official, lingual assaults, mangle wings of the archangel. The grim reaper Kane got my face and name. So I readily spray spoken, weaponry spray hoping. I'm steadily paid till heavenly gates open. Rhymes musical, I'm fluent through. Spitting lyrics, your spirit is congruent to. Nigga, I've been rapping, I handle that. Long as I got a 10-track and a camel pack, I paid my dues, never have steps. Used to stomp niggas down just to raise my shoes. Obey my rules, I face consequence from lower, lower, third to eighth consonant. Come one, come all, the track is strong. I'm talking cloth with no glasses on. Cats is wrong, waiting on the rebel when his faction's on. Y'all niggas playing on the level that I practice on. I'm willing to all these, my aura still in recital. Of killing them softly, like Lauryn Hill with a title. To drilling your softies, filling the all greed. Revealing your flaws, chilling while filling your top sleeves.
You know, maybe it's a combination of
probably not, because you can't fuck with us.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Jean Grey, 232s. And, of course, I'd like you to call me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com is the email if you got questions, comments, concerns. And, of course, if you're listening live right now, you can jump in the chat room and holler at me. Holler, and I'll holler back. I promise. In the meanwhile, right here in the Bay Area, you know, we go to school, and you learn about certain things early on. Like, you know, you learn about photosynthesis. It's like third, fourth grade, and you learned about erosion. Now, for those of you who do not know, like Father Time, Mother Time, whichever one you want to call it, Father Time is undefeated. Erosion is undefeated. Erosion meaning, like, when it rains, rocks crumble eventually. So, right here in the Bay Area, in Pacifica, there's the apartments. I'm watching it on the news, and the apartments, which are on the cliffs of Pacifica, just outside of San Francisco, it's on the news. It's like crumbling, and you can see it because the rain, and it's right off the water. It's like, dude, you learned about erosion in third or fourth grade. It happens. Yeah, that beachfront property on the cliff, beautiful view. I'm guessing it is being spectacular out there looking out. But you're on the cliff by the water, and erosion happens. So eventually, your house on the cliff, apartments on the cliff, it's going to fall into the ocean, because that's what happens with erosion. Now, I've known that since I was like 9 or 10. And most people have known that too. You may have forgotten about it. But I promise you, erosion hasn't forgotten how to erode. So, I'm watching the news, and I see these people. Oh, what are we going to do? We got nowhere to go. And to an extent, I feel sorry for them because it's hard to find a place. But, hey, when you chose to live on the cliff by the ocean, when you know what erosion is, you've known if you was paying attention. Now, if you wasn't paying attention that week when they was talking about erosion, and that's on you, homie, or homette, I can't help you there. But if you did and you forgot about it, I bet your ass is reminded now. I bet your ass is reminded now. Because erosion is happening. And I don't know if anybody else saw the news, but you can just see it crumbling down. Now, I'm not laughing at the circumstance, but I am laughing at the circumstance. Because, you know, you're watching the news, it's like, oh, what are we going to do? What is the city going to do? Nothing. It's erosion. That shit happens. It's going to keep happening. It's been happening since the dawn of time, and it's going to keep happening. When we're long gone, rocks are going to be eroded by water. Slowly but surely, it's going to happen. And the funny thing is, I saw the exact same thing when I was living in San Diego. People living on the cliffs, off the water, beautiful view. Oh, what is the city going to do? Nothing. It's your dumb ass. Why invest in property on the cliff with erosion? I'm guessing at the time you was like, yeah, It ain't even gonna get that serious. And it'll get fortified. I'm sure it'll get fortified. No problem. So they thought. But ain't quite happened that way, did it? And now your house, and I mean they're allowing people to get their belongings, but it's just a matter of time. And people looking for places to live here in the Bay Area know it's getting a little expensive. Getting a little bit expensive. Good luck. My advice, stay away from beachfront property on the cliff. It's not going to end well. Just saying. In between time, as always, I love to talk about drugs. Not because I like taking drugs, but because I don't like taking drugs. And so there are certain drugs that they put out, and yeah, I'm watching TV, and I see these commercials for these drugs, and the side effects are way worse than what they're curing half the time. And it seems like the side effects will make you just do the shit that you was trying not to do rather than take the damn drug. So, my drug of the week, Chantix. What is Chantix? Chantix is also called Renicklin. And it's a stop smoking drug. It's used together with behavior modification and counseling support to help you stop smoking. And Chantix may also be used for purposes not listed in this medication guide. But there is the important information part. And this is where it gets kind of crazy. To make sure that Chantix is safe for you, tell your doctor if you have a history of depression or mental illness, kidney disease, or if you're on dialysis, heart disease, circulation problems, or if you drink alcohol. Now, here are the side effects. This is funny. Chantix may cause changes in your thoughts or behavior. Stop using this medicine and call your doctor at once if you have any mood or behavior changes, confusion, anxiety, panic attacks, hallucinations, extreme fear, or if you feel impulsive, agitated, aggressive, restless, hostile, depressed, hyperactive mentally or physically, or have thought about suicide or hurting yourself. And it says, do not drink large amounts of alcohol, because Chantix can increase the effect of alcohol or change the way you react to it. Because, you know, most folks, when they get drunk, they're like truth tellers, whatnot. But when you think about it, this drug will make you have panic attacks, anxiety, hallucinations, extreme fear, make you hyperactive, depressed, and hostile. Add that with some alcohol, you're damn near a serial killer at that point. All because you wanted to stop smoking. Now, I mean, we know smoking has that side effect of cancer and dying, which is not a good thing. But I'm guessing that all that stuff that comes, those side effects that come with taking Chantix, I'd rather smoke. I know I shouldn't have said that, but I'm just saying, it doesn't sound like there's too much good that comes with Chantix. But that's my public service announcement for today. Chantix. You stop smoking, but you'll be hostile and want to kill people and yourself. Yay. Because that's much better. Oh. So, now there's a little controversy, but there's always controversy. Over in Omaha, there's been a crazy, Omaha, Nebraska, by the way, there's been that big fight over sex ed. Now, you think 2016, we'd have sex ed, you know, you teach kids about sex, you know, the pros and the cons, whatnot, let them ask questions, and be cool. You'd think some parents would be for that, but apparently the parents in Omaha are those folks that, no, and you know, supposedly people talking about condoms and claims of misinformation and parents declaring that children are being force-fed coarse material straight from the pits of hell. Yeah. Because that's what sex ed is. Coarse material from the pits of hell. Because heaven forbid your kid be informed about sex. So just in case they was going to try it, they would know a little something. But see, these folks would rather the kid not know anything. So when they did it, they have virgin ears, and they will do what comes naturally. And you know, out of sight, out of mind, I guess. But at the end of the day, we know kids experiment with sex. Now, as I guess you want to say a progressive thinker, whatnot, you think that your kid being informed, at least knowing a little bit about what they be getting into would be all right to some folks. But, you know, it's always those folks. And I'm always amazed because the same folks who want to protect the kids and they quote the Bible and how, yeah, you know, we're trying to keep the kids together and keeping their ears virgin and not having to do this because it's corrupting our kids and bringing the devil into their life. It's like it's just sex. Sex is not bringing the devil into your life, because you know, without sex there kind of is no life. And if we follow that logic, then everybody here is of the devil because we have come about by devilish behavior, according to these people. Just a thought. You know, they're talking about rapes children of their innocence. Woo! Some folks just, they can't. They can't take, and I wonder why people can't take the thought of sex as something, and education behind sex as a positive. I mean, what's wrong? Why? Idiots. Omaha. And the funny thing about it, Omaha is one of the places where they have a high STD rate. So, obviously, somebody's hitting it in Omaha, in the Nebraska area. You think you want more informed people, but hey, whatever. Good job, Omaha. Y'all are staying out of hell. your heavenly place that everybody is dying to go to. I mean, I was just at work the other day, and all people could talk about was like, man, I can't wait till I get to Omaha, Nebraska, because I hear that's where it's popping. Forget Vegas. Forget Hawaii. Forget the Caribbean. I want to go to Omaha. I hear it's the shiznit. Yeah. Yep. Can't wait. Soon as I'm done with the show, I'm getting online and getting me a ticket. Because that's where I'm headed. Psych. And speaking of headed somewhere, I know a lot of people know about those idiots in Oregon. Well, they held that National Wildlife Refuge in Burns, Oregon, quote unquote, hostage for a month, and I guess they left, and their leader, Amon Bundy, he was arrested Tuesday night following reports of shots fired at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. And so I guess in the confrontation with the FBI and law enforcement, one of his followers was killed and another one was wounded. Now, you know, I don't like to play the race card, because I really don't know what the race card is. I've never had one. I've got several decks of playing cards. Not one of them says race card on it, so I don't really know what that is. But I hear some people say there are some things that are racist and some things that are not. Now, for me, one could say that some guys of Caucasian descent being able to go into a wildlife refuge, a park, with guns and get a whole month, stand off publicly, hollering back and forth at the police, FBI, whatnot, about their rights, whatever, and there being no physical repercussions, it's all good. Except I'm thinking of all the unarmed people of non-Caucasian descent who are shot and killed every day, making no demands or anything of the sort. Now, is it racist that these guys survived and were arrested and they were heavily armed and they actually shot back at the authorities, but they are pretty much all alive? It was like one was wounded and the only one of them was shot and killed, but the rest of them, they're A-okay. Yeah, that's not racist at all. No, it's just a happenstance. I believe that's the word I want to use. A happenstance that 80-90% of the people who held a park hostage, armed people, were not systematically wiped out and killed. Just happenstance. A mere coincidence. Nothing important. I'm just tripping. That's all. Obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about. And once again, because I've got several decks of cards, and not one of them has the race card in it, maybe I don't know, and maybe I don't understand. That's just what it is. You know, I'm just a confused man, and I know not what I'm talking about, because it's obvious that mere coincidence, or as I use my big word of the night, happenstance. It's just a mere happenstance. And on that note, I think it's time for me to have another break. This is J. Rue the Damager. Appropriately, come clean, stop lying.
Thank you. got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was J. Rue the Damager. Come clean. Somebody should. In the meantime, y'all know me. If you don't know me, it's your first time. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I have always been a conspiracy theorist. Always will be, because I don't drink the Kool-Aid, and maybe I have drank the Kool-Aid, even though, as my daddy used to famously say, they clean the pipes with Kool-Aid. I don't drink Kool-Aid, but some of y'all might think I'm drinking the Kool-Aid with my thoughts. Like, for me, I think the world is flat. Some would disagree with me. Some would agree with me. You know, I believe the world is flat. I've been believing that for a while now. It used to be. Now follow me on this. It's going to sound crazy. But back in the day, everybody believed the world was flat. Then all of a sudden, what was it, Copernicus said, hey, the world ain't flat. The world is round. But where's the proof? We never got proof that the world was round. Now there'll be some folks that, oh yeah, the world's not flat. The world's round. We can do this and you can do this. I'm like, has anybody ever flown and, you know, been in space and seen that the Earth was round? I mean, because we get the same stock picture. When you think about space, and, you know, I just say we get the same stock pictures. Earth is like a perfectly round sphere. I'm just saying, I don't believe it. I'm going to go back to the 11th century on y'all. I believe the Earth is flat. And that's just me. You know, do your own research, and if you believe me, you do. If you don't, you don't. I understand. I ain't mad at you. I might be a little off. I could be wrong. I could be right. I just don't drink the same Kool-Aid as everybody else because I don't drink Kool-Aid. I drink juice, which might be a cousin of Kool-Aid, but not quite Kool-Aid itself. But that's just me. So, back to stuff that matters to everybody else. A lot of people know Jada Pinkett Smith. She had her little Oscar. We're going to boycott the Oscars. We're going to boycott the Oscars. We need some diversity. We need more representative voices. And they don't ever have the black films. And it's so white. And then, of course, Janet Hubert, who used to be the dark-skinned Aunt Viv from The Fresh Prince that Will Smith despises, and she despises him back. You know, she came out. There's more important shit going on in the world than the Oscars, to which Jada Pinkett Smith came back and retorted by saying, hey, it isn't really about the Oscars. Considering that Alabama has its highest recruitment for the KKK for Martin Luther King's birthday, I hope that we as African Americans can find a way to get along and step together. Now, I agree with that to a point, but you know, going back to the Oscar thing, I mean. One, as I state over and over again, I never watched the award shows. I have never watched a whole award show in my life. I have caught a glimpse here and there, and I'm like, what? Am I missing something? You know, instead of watching that award show, I could I could be digging in my nose or something important. Why am I watching this? Two, most of the films that they put up for the Oscars, I'm like, are y'all really checking for those films? I mean, I'm going to state over and over again. Shit, the best film I saw last year that got me all excited was The Avengers, and I don't think Age of Ultron was going to get an Oscar. But I'm a nerd, so what excites some folks doesn't excite me at all. Because, you know, some of those films about, you know, some artist that fell in love with some girl walking down the street that amazed him in the sheer see-through dress that flowed in the wind, and they painted pictures together, and they drank tea at the villa. That, yeah, I'm not watching that movie ever. Ever. So, yeah. Whatever. Those are my thoughts. And then, of course, there's your girl, Stacey Dash, who came out with the whole, yes, why is there BET and why are there award shows for just black folks? And I'm like, you know, if y'all stop watching Stacey Dash on that channel, they will take her off. Because the only reason why they put her on is so that y'all can watch her and be mad, but you contribute to their ratings, because all they care is that you watch, nothing else. So if you want her to go away, seriously, do like I do. I found out what time she actually comes on Fox, and I make sure not to turn my TV on at that particular point in time. I make sure not to change the channel to Fox at all anywhere near that time frame. So just in case something happened, they were delayed, I give it a 3 to 4 hour window. So her ass comes on at 5. I make sure that it just, my TV is not going on, and if it does, it goes nowhere near the Fox channel. It'll go to every channel but the Fox channel. I'll watch Telemundo. I will watch the Asian channel, where I don't know what anybody is saying. No disrespect to my Asian homies, but, you know, I watch that channel before I would watch any channel with people like that. Plus, you know, BET is not owned by black people, so they should not be included in there. Black entertainment television owned by white people is like black entertainment television owned by white people. Just a thought. And while everybody's talking about that, nobody's talking about that. That there's no national whatchamacallit outrage for the water in Flint, Michigan that's killing kids, adults, pretty much anybody, whether you're drinking it or showering it or whatnot. Flint. If you don't know, Flint, Michigan has a water problem. Their tap water is toxic. Toxic. They found that there was a number of Flint children with elevated blood lead levels. And they had doubled, and in some areas, tripled since the city switched to its new water supply, which the new water supply in a U.S. city in the world's greatest country, the tap water is making folks sick and damn near can kill them. Here in America, they used to say in that movie, America, fuck yeah. In America, Flint, Michigan, which is in America, your ass can die from taking a shower. I ain't even talking about drinking the water. You don't even drink the garbage. If you take a shower in the shit, it's going to get in your pores and start killing you. So, of course, Obama and a whole lot of other celebrities and city municipalities all in the area start sending bottled water there. But that still doesn't help me take a shower. And that's not, I haven't seen the social media outcry. Like, remember what happened in Paris when you had the terrorist shooters, whatnot? And mind you, that was terrible. But, you know, folks respond to terrorism more than they respond to the fact that their government is trying to kill them. Because they said, hey, there is nothing wrong with your water. Now, and this is after the people of Flint have been complaining about their tap water since, what, 2014? So we talking about 2 years. No biggie. 2 years complaining about your water. Same thing happening here in the Bay Area. Just in case you're living in that San Francisco area, I want to say Potrero or something like that, where the people in the neighborhood are complaining that the water has a smell. And, you know, it's not making them feel good. And they say, hey, I'm watching the news. Don't worry about it. It's no biggie. Y'all tripping. The water is fine. What's cold-blooded? It's not the fact that it's 2 years in Flint, Michigan, or like here. We don't know how long the water has been poisoned in that area, or if the water here on the other side is poisoned. But it's the fact that they're like, oh, yeah, don't even worry about it. When, you know, they know. And then in Flint, Michigan, these motherfuckers are so cold, they sent out water bills. So they're going to make folks... Hey, they're going to make folks pay for their poison. You know how they say pick your poison? These fuckers are trying to make you pay a water bill. You're paying for the right to be poisoned and made sick. That's how cold-blooded they are after they say, oh, yeah, it's no biggie. You know, and lead can only cause brain damage in children. But they still say, oh, the water is safe. Brain damage, it's no biggie. We do that all the time. Because we play football, right? So if we play football and get brain damage, what's taking a shower or drinking from the tap as far as brain damage goes? Funny world we live in, to think that this stuff happens. And it always takes independent folks. Now, we have the whistleblowers who came out, Mark Edwards, to see what happens to these cats. Because, you know, whistleblowers always get dealt with harshly. They don't get awarded or sent around as heroes. It's like, oh, you that look at that toad. On that note, get off of here. I am Mr. F the N Word, and this has been another Smooth Drama production. And you know what it is? I am OUT. I'm going hard in the paint. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.